السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected brothers, we have amongst us Brother Mufti Ismail Saab, the principal of Darul Uloom Mahmoodiya in Springs. He established a girls Darul Uloom in Lanesia, which produced many alimas, hafizas, and other brilliant scholars. And after that, Darul Uloom at Springs has produced great number of ulama. He has been actively involved in many different projects, especially in Afghanistan, the refugees in the various camps. Maulana was very active. He made efforts to canvass for funds to assist those that were really in need in those areas. And also in many other departments, he has done sterling work. It is Juma time, therefore I don't wish to take much more of your time. I will ask Hazrat Mufti Saab to address us.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى صدق الله العلي العظيم میرے بھائیو اور دوستو اور عزیز بزرگو اللہ جل شانہ اما نوالہ نے ہمیں یہ جو زندگی بخشی ہے یہ انتہائی درجہ قیمتی دولت ہے اور امانت ہے ایک مختصر جملے میں بطور عنوان کے یہ میں عرض کر سکتا ہوں کہ زندگی گزارنے کے لیے نہیں ہے بلکہ زندگی بنانے کے لیے ہے لائف is not to be passed, rather it is to be developed, it is to be decorated. Again, decoration does not mean cosmetic decoration, but decoration in terms of akhirat, beautifying oneself inwardly. The Quran Pak is explicit, relating the du'as of the Sahaba Ikram also, رَبَّنَا حَبِّبْ إِلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا O our sustainer and dear Iman to us, make Iman dear to us. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا And Allah beautify it in our hearts. Meaning that Sahaba Ikram did not request for cosmetics in order to beautify the outward selves when the inner selves was enriched with iman, taqwa, piety, Tawakkulan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically they became beautiful in the eyesight of the Almighty Allah Jalla Shanuhu, whereby Allah Jalla Shanuhu qualified them repeatedly in various verses of the Quran as radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not certify them with the diplomas of qualification, then Allah Jalla Shanuhu has already qualified them from the heavens. And that qualification is even been testified by you and I today after 1400 years. This testifies that it is the inner beauty and the inner self that really needs to be empowered. And it is for that that we should not only endeavor, but I will be justified in saying that we should have an obsession. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُ It is the obsession, the strength of Iman, and the glory of Iman and Islam in ourselves and the success of the year after, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes, وَفِي ذَلِكَ, and it is for that that the envious people should envy. Allah Jalla Shanu did not emphasize, neither did He stress in any way for the strength of the material world or physical self. But yes, وَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, and it is for that that they should delight, they should take delight in. Hence, my respected friends and brothers in Islam, we have for life, animals are also passing their lives. And unfortunately, a broad community of human race, of the non-Muslims, are also just passing merely their lives. They have decided and they are determined merely to produce and consume. And that is an ongoing thing for the last 10, 20, 30 and 40 years, for decades together, if not centuries, that is their mark and that is their entire pleasure. Least concern as to what about the akhirat, what happens. And that akhirat, I don't really mean that may begin in the next 80 years or 90 years time. It may begin in the next 80 seconds, 80 minutes time too. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, a sahabi inquired, من أزهد الناس يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is the most pious person of رسول of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم ينسى القبر والبلاء. There are four signs for piety, whereby you can testify the person has got piety, he's got fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he is wary of his obligations towards the deen. Number one is that he does not forget or he is not oblivious towards the qabr, the grave, and bila, the day of being decomposed. Many a time we visit the graveyards, and if it is an ancient grave that has been redug, you will see certain amount of bones there. And that tells us that is exactly where we belong to. If not today, one day it's coming to us as well. That is the day of being decomposed, to decay. A person who does not forget that is my final condition physically. مَنْ لَمْ يَنْسَ الْقَبْرَ وَالْبِلَىٰ وَتَرَكَ فَضْلَ زِينَةِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The second sign is that he forsakes the surplus needs of life, the decorations of life, the luxuries of life. He does not go for that because he has got iman, he is a mu'min, he is conscious. His iman reminds him and repeatedly teaches him that, O Muslim, O mu'min, your stay, your sojournings in this world is simply to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, being a human being, having family commitments, etc., you need certain necessities and needs of life. So you will devote that amount of time to fulfill your zarurat. The term zarurat in Arabic is derived, the root is zarar. Zarar means harm, something which is detrimental, something which is causes inconvenience without which, something, I will translate it, indispensable for a human person, a human being to live in. So whatever is indispensable, all that falls in for his existence and existence of his family life, that all falls under zarurat. Other than that, we as Muslims will devote our time towards the akhirat. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu at one stage, during the day he went out searching for the livelihood for himself and his family. He went towards the orchards at the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, and that's where he approached a Yahudi, a Jew, if he had any labor work. So the Jew said, fine, you may start drawing out water from the well, and at every pail that you draw out, I will give you one date to irrigate the orchard alongside it. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala agreed to that contract and he started drawing out. For every paid he received enough for himself to have his lunch. He had his lunch with those dates and he decided, let me continue because I've got my children back at home. Fatimah al-Zahra is also waiting and the children Hassanain. So he continued drawing until finally he felt that it is sufficient for their lunch also. And then he decided he wants to leave. So the Jew, he suggested that why don't you continue because there is much to be still irrigated and instead of one date, I will give you two dates for every pail. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu replied that my zarurat has been satisfied, mine and my family's. I've got Masjid and Nabawi now waiting for me. I'm not here to accumulate my luxuries. Allah Ta'ala will see to my needs of this evening and tomorrow. Today's needs has been satisfied and fulfilled. Yeah, I go back even if you can give me 10 dates now. My respected friends, this is where the personality Sahaba Ikram used to draw a line. And this is what we call wisdom. We cannot allow things, our commitments and engagements of life to keep us so absorbed that we come to realize only the day when we die in that now I've got no more time, like a marksman who was trying to shoot at a bird in the air. He saw a bird while he was walking, he had the pellet gun with him, and he carried on shooting and shooting until finally he was left with no pellets, or it was just maybe one or two pellets left. When he failed in shooting the bird, he decided to relax under the tree, and while he was relaxing, he noticed a bird flying in the air. Then only did he realize that he utilized all his pellets on the shadow of the bird instead of the actual bird. Now it's so late. Either he's got no pellets left, he's already on the dying stage, or one or two when he's so old, he's unable to do anything. Respected friends and brothers in Islam, وَتَرَكَ فَضْلَ زِينَةِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَآثَرَ مَا يَبَقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Number three is that he gives preference to that which is everlasting to that which is perishable. We are supposed to distinguish it at every stage, in every walk of life. What is that is going to accompany me? What is going to be within myself? And this is the wisest of every Muslims. وَآثَرَ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى وَلَمْ يَعُدَّ غَدًا مِنْ أَيَّامِهِ. And number four is that he does not consider tomorrow as part of his life. He is lucky he lives for tomorrow, that is an extension. Today is my last salat and today is my last day of life. Tomorrow it's credit. One may live, one may not live. And we are hearing these incidences happening so often within our own family circles. Therefore, respected friends and brothers in Islam, we need to really regulate ourselves. Let us not follow the trend of the world. We have the trend of the Sahaba Ikram. We have the trend of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have actually demonstrated it in practice as this is how men should live. And this is how he should safeguard and value his akhirat. By valuing this life, we can value the akhirat also. Although you and I, we have heard from our asatizah several times that life is very short. Of course, in its own context, life is very short. But wallahi, if one can really value his time, preserve every second, every minute, and every moment of his, it is sufficient enough for him to develop a healthy and favorable akhirat. It is long enough, provided we really set ourselves correctly and do not allow our time to pass in idle things and futile matters. We have important work to do as a Muslim. Our actions and our deeds can produce much barakat also if we have to do it with sincerity. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that badiru bil amali fasatakunu fitanun ka qita'i al-layl al-muslim. We are seeing this, that's why I'm relating this hadith to you. May Allah give me also the reality of it, that you should hasten towards righteousness, towards good deeds, towards piety. Soon there will be fitnas. Soon there is going to be strife in the ummah, which will be on an ever increase. The volume is going to increase, and it's going to deepen like the deepening of the night. You know, towards the evening, Maghrib time, it is dark, but not so dark as you're going to see 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock at night. The zones of darkness is multiplying. And this is exactly what is happening. And you can see it is happening, though on a one side of the world of the Muslim community is suffering. We haven't seen the ripples as yet, it hasn't reached, but your enemies are already dead set against you as an individual in South Africa. They know your potential and they know what you can do if you are not being obstructed immediately. There are already plans and agendas they have against us. We have to wake up at this stage, not wait for that moment to come when it will be totally out of our control. We are wise communities, we are wise people. Iman makes any person wise for that matter. فَسَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ كَقَطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. You find the fitnas will be so severe and so serious that a person may be a believer, a mu'min, a Muslim in the evening, but by the morning he's already turned out to be a murtad, a renegade. How did that happen? يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. In the morning he is a believer and by the evening he's already turned out to be the kafir. How did this work? Respected brothers, you may feel that this is far-fetched. Not so. This also applies towards amanat. The person early in the morning, he was an honest dealer. He had amanat, he had tawakkul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suddenly he turns out to be a different, he starts cheating, defrauding. All these type of actions, this is part of that kufra in different forms and different ways. يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ لِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Such persons, you'll find they even bargain with their religion, bargain with their honesty, bargain with their iman, just in order to earn a few coppers. Respected friends, this is exactly what the enemies would want to have of us. This is how they are striving, that the Muslims must be even distant away from their actual roots. The roots of the Sahaba Ikram, the roots of the Qur'an Pak, etc. And they must start living just a superficial life, cut away and disassociated from their religion altogether. This is how they are working on our naive youth. And they have already penetrated in our homes to in different ways and different forms. We have to start wondering as to how can we safeguard this deen. In my own life and the life of the community outside, we have a responsibility towards the Asian community of South Africa. And more so, we have a responsibility towards the indigenous community of South Africa. And not only South Africa, respected friends and brothers in Islam, towards the whole of Africa, if not the whole world. We have an amanat. We have been brought over by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To live in the West is no crime. But to live like a Westerner is a serious crime. As a Muslim, we are here to lead the world. We are trendsetters. We are not camp followers. We have the Sharia before us. We have to impress it on the world. We have come here, we have been brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to impress the continent of Africa that Islam is here to stay. Ardullah wasi'a, the land entire belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever a Muslim goes, his prime need, look at our Sufi sahabs, rahimahumullah, wherever they were, whether it is here, it was in Ladysmith or in Natal, wherever they went, first thing they thought, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They established masajids and madaris. As a result, it is their sincerity. We see some Islam, alhamdulillah, is still in existence here. Now it becomes our duty that we try to convey this message even further up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates a hadith in which he mentions and gives a picture of a non-Muslim, how he lives, just in order to give us a comparison and an idea as to how we should then fashion our lives. And that is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبْغِزُ كُلَّ جَعْزَرٍ جَوَّازٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises every impolite and vulgar person. Sakhabin fil aswa, who goes about screaming and shouting in the bazaars. جِيفَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَحِمَارٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. He is a dead corpse during the nights. At night he sleeps like a corpse, a dead man. totally unaware of his environment and his situation. وَحِمَارٌ بِالنَّهَارِ When he is fresh in the morning, he has his heavy breakfast and off he goes, he walks and he is active like that of a donkey. At night, he never thought of zikrullah, fikrullah. He does not even know that the Almighty Allah is existing. It's only concern of himself. Respected friends, if not 100% like a non-Muslim, certain percentage of these characteristics of the kuffar could be available in ourselves. We need to improve ourselves. We need to improve our inner self. We need to become... Don't fear that people are going to say, oh, well, you are too pious. Doesn't matter. It's rather better to be called pious in that way. As long as you and I doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this consciousness, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ Is he not aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing and Allah ta'ala is aware of his actions? جِيفَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَحِمَارٌ بِالنَّهَارِ عَالِمٌ بِأُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا وَجَاهِلٌ عَنْ أُمُورِ الدِّينِ He is fully acquainted. He has all the knowledge and expertise and all the sciences relating to this perishable world. He has got all the knowledge and he is quite alert. And he is aware of all the conditions round and about him. And he is looking quite in advance in order to make a progress and a successful life, material and physical of this world. But as far as his deen is concerned, he is totally unaware. He does not know the heads and tails of his shariat, totally jahil. Respected friends and brothers in Islam, why don't we at this stage start making muraqabah, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, let us sit and ask Allah Ta'ala and put ourselves open to Allah, put our cards open to Allah. After all, He is our khaliq, we are His makhluq. Why is there a strangeness between us and Him? Why is there a strangeness? Why is it that we do not know Him and He doesn't know us? Why isn't there any response to our du'as? Why have we not become personal with Him? Why haven't we communicated and learned dialoguing with Him? These are the terms I'm using of our Sufiya Ikram, that they tell us how we can relate ourselves with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's our Creator, He's our Khaliq, whether we like it or not, one day we are going to return to Him. Why don't we learn to be with Him? Mutu qabla an tamutu, die before you can even die. Meaning that place yourself in His hands and trust our entire selves to Him before we can even die. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ Towards me alone is your recourse. إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ Towards us is the place of your return. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ Towards us alone is their return. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ And upon us alone is their accountabilities. Respected brothers and friends in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why it reminds in the Quran, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى In fact, you are giving preference to the life of this world while the year after, the akhirat is more excellent, is better. وَأَبْقَى And it is everlasting. Everything of this world, no matter how advantageous you and profitable you and I may look at it as, it has got disadvantages also. Food, for instance. So such a wholesome item has got tens of disadvantages. One has to earn, he has to leave his warm bed, he has to leave his family. Then again, once he got the finance also, he'll have to go and do the buying. That is a disadvantage in its own. The women may have to go and do the buying. The men have to go and do the buying. Then again, start cooking it is a disadvantage. And after all that also, one is eating it. While eating it, maybe it's too hot. Maybe you have choked yourself and that becomes the cause of one's death. This is the condition related to every item of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of that of the akhirat, خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى It is خَيْرُ It has only advantage, there is no disadvantage of anything of the akhirat. Therefore, one may hesitate in committing himself to any business venture in this world or any other type of engagement. Because there can be advantages, disadvantages. As far as the akhirat, you can close your eyes and go ahead. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already analyzed it on your behalf. He has already examined everything on your behalf for the entire ummah. He has already experienced it, and He has advised us, go ahead, inshallah, you will not fail by following my footsteps. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ